High FM 101.9 megahertz of life.
So, big news. Zuma being back in court. President Zuma being back in court. And we're hearing all different stories from his legal team. So we thought we'd get our own legal opinion. And joining me right now is Mpumelelo Zikalala, who is a founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited. Good afternoon. So how are you?
Good afternoon to you, and also good afternoon to your listeners.
Do you ever get frustrated with the law?
Sometimes it seems a bit unfair when it comes to interpretation as stated. It becomes then a process of a difference of opinion. But at the end of the day, we are clear that you have something which is constant, which is not supposed to change, and that will be able to assist us regardless of who's reading.
You know, when one looks at this case, it's a constant series of appeals and denials, and then we appeal again, and it just seems like obfuscating and trying to buy time. What's your thought on it?
There are two ways in which you can look at it. Either one can say it's a strategy of trying to buy time. Other one can say it's how justice is supposed to be done. We'd rather delay than for one to be dealt with injustice, as in this case. So we have to get, or to be absolutely sure that what you are doing is something which is correct in terms of our legal principles, something which is in line with our constitutional principles, and something at the end of the day in which even from the members of the public, they would see that really we have a legal system which is unbiased, does not look either at the gender or the stature of the person in which it's being applied to, but most importantly, it is done in a just way. I think if we're able to capture those things, then at the end of the day, we would have won in terms of saying, we are going to have a rule of law which is respected by everyone.
When are we actually going to hear testimony and look at evidence? When are we going to get to the actual court case?
I think on that one, it's going to take a bit of time. There are many other things that are there which can end up delaying us seeing the first witness going into the witness box. And I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. The type of legal issues which are being represented or being presented at the moment are ones which cannot be solved in an early phase. So I think maybe in the second half of 2023, if we are lucky, we can see the first witness going into the first witness box. If we are not, then we have to wait a bit before we actually get to hear the actual evidence in this particular matter.
Okay, let's talk about this terminal illness. I mean, it speaks volumes that I'm speaking to a lawyer about a terminal illness rather than a medical expert. But right, isn't that what it's about? So, what do we know? What do we know so far about Zuma's terminal illness?
I think the same conundrum that you have is the same conundrum that the court had yesterday in terms of defining how exactly do we define a terminal illness? The second question should be, who has the right, who has the authority to tell us that someone is terminally ill, and how do you determine the terminal illness of an individual, and whether a person who is not a medical doctor, in this case Mr. Arthur Fraser, can they be qualified to determine that a person is terminally ill, hence they should be released on medical parole? Which is why, by the way, if you look at how the Correctional Services Act is written, it then says, I think it's under Section 79, if I'm not mistaken, if you want to release someone under medical parole, make sure that you've got a medical practitioner's report that you have read and that is recommending that someone be released on medical parole. It is precisely to cover the points in which you and I are trying to avoid today of being day medical practitioners who haven't gone to medical school for the X number of years which are required. So if we're able to curtail all of those things, then I don't think we'd have the problem that we have here, of which also the court will have to rule on. And in terms of deciding that at the end of the day, if you are not qualified to take that particular decision, you must make sure that you have experts who are going to advise you. If there's conflicting evidence or conflicting reports from those experts, try and find middle ground. Where do we get another prescriptive way of dealing with such issues? Again, it's our constitution in terms of the just administrative action that says there are three legs to just administration. The decision that you are taking must be lawful, meaning there must be enabling legislation that will allow you to take that decision, Most importantly, it must be rational. Rationality then means the facts which are in front of me, any other person who is put in my shoes would come to the same conclusion. And then lastly is procedural fairness of saying that everyone who deserves or who must be given an opportunity to speak is given that opportunity so that I look and assess the evidence in unison.
Just before I let you go, we do need to get to news headlines, but do you think that South Africa will ever, you know, considering our past, do you think that we will ever consider jailing a president of the new democracy?
I don't think so. I think where we have to start is with the normal criminal justice system processes. Are they fair enough? Are they reactive enough? Are they giving us the type of, let's say, results in which we desire? We take too long to investigate. In fact, I think it's only in South Africa where we arrest to investigate rather than investigating first, and after investigation has been done, then we go and arrest a particular individual, leading to endless delays. But up until we fix our legal system, we fix those processes and procedures which enable us to have people to hold them accountable, I don't think we'll ever have a situation where someone is jailed who's, let's say, within the higher echelons of our government.
Yeah, then all the political ramifications of that. Mpumelelo Zikalala, I have no doubt that it is not the last time that we're going to be speaking. And thank you for availing yourself to speak to us here at 101.9 High FM. That's Mpumelelo Zikalala. He's the founder and director at Zikalala Pty Limited.